Hey, everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. This week, we're going to finish up Philippians chapter 3, and then we'll do like we've done with all the other chapters. It'll take a break for 3 or 4 weeks, and then we'll come back and finish it up. So this week, I want to talk about, I want to talk about imitation, right? How we imitate things. And, you know, I heard growing up that and you probably heard it too, that imitation is the kind of, it's the best form of flattery, right? When somebody's imitating you. I've heard that it's one of the sincerest forms of flattery as well. So if this is true and we talk about imitation, what should we imitate? What should that look like? You know, many people are showing flattery today, you know, if this imitation is true, by the clothes they wear, the lifestyles they choose, the things that they pursue. There is so much imitation going on in the world today. You know, a lot of people would call it like a fad or a style or something that's come back because someone thought it was a good idea. You know, I'm going to be honest, lately I've seen a lot of people walking around or on you know, different social media platforms with mullets. Like men, like the mullet is coming back for the men. And while, look, it was in style when I was younger. For the life of me, I can't figure out why it's coming back. You know, someone thought, hey, that's a great idea. Let's start intimidating people. And poof, here comes the mullet. It's crazy to me. You see, one of the great problems with imitation, of course, is that the things or people that we imitate are often not the best. It's often not the best for us, like a mullet, right? Because rather than imitating the best things about people, a lot of times people may imitate the worst elements of their lives. There's no question that we imitate others, and we have for generations. The issues are, what will we imitate? You know, when I was growing up, everybody we hung out with, they could party with the best of them. And all I wanted to be able to do was do the same thing. I wanted to be the life of the party. I wanted to make sure everybody was having a good time. So this was something I imitated from early on. It had a drastic impact on my adult life, I think, because I just had to be in the mix. I just had to be part of that party. So I'm going to read Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 21, and then we're just going to unpack it a little bit, and we'll finish this up. So chapter 3, starting on verse 17, join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For I have often told you before and now, tell you again, even with tears, many lives of enemies of the cross of Christ. Many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. You see, here the Apostle Paul gives us some great advice. He gives some advice in this area. He says, join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. See, in this, maybe people may think Paul sounds egotistical, like, hey, follow me or do what I do. But we got to remember that at this time, Paul was the leader of these people. He could point to himself and the other leaders as examples of true Christians. And so he's not egotistical. He's saying, look, do it this way. Imitate the right thing. The problem that Paul was writing about to the Philippians, it was really about the distortion of Christian liberty, right? Previously, he had dealt with that problem of legalism. Now he suggests that they follow his example. And Paul gives us a positive example. And if we imitate Paul as he follows Christ, we will ultimately be imitating Christ himself, right? Follow me. That's the original invitation given by Jesus himself. Follow me. Early on, followers didn't have the New Testament. They had no tradition, right? They had no experience to guide them. They had the law, but they didn't have this new this New Testament that we have today. They didn't have Christ to follow. They were waiting for their Messiah. So the experience of leading Christians at this time was extremely valuable. But I'm going to challenge you that it is just as important today. It may be more important. I don't know. Our walk with Christ should be like that game we played when we were kids, kind of, right? When we were kids, running around the playground, we played Follow the Leader. But today, we should be copying Christ. You know, those that are leaders today in Christianity should be leading new believers like Paul did. We should be getting outside of the walls of the church. We should be leading by example. You know, we talk about a lot of things like go and make disciples and go and do this and get out in the community and do outreach. But then there's these leaders who never leave the four walls of their church building. And if that's what we imitate, because we do that in life, if that's what we imitate, we're going to go to that same church building and never leave. So we need to be examples. We need to get outside. You know, Paul amplifies this in 1 Corinthians 11:1, where he says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." Every time that Paul warned his readers to follow him, it was with the understanding that they were really imitating Christ. They weren't imitating Paul, right? And as we imitate Christ, others will imitate us. So that means we are to imitate Christ that we may serve as worthy examples to those who are going to imitate us, right? Your children, when they are growing up, imitate you, right? If you've had kids, you have grandkids, they imitate you. They look up to you. So you have to be a worthy example. And then we move to verses 18 and 19. And in this, Paul identifies some people as enemies of the cross, right? That's what he calls them. These were people who had perverted the gospel in some way. And Paul opposed that. You see, we are to imitate Paul in opposing people who pervert the gospel. If somebody changes or perverts the gospel of God's grace, we are supposed to oppose them. And you know, maybe we should just spend a minute here talking about or trying to understand more about who are the enemies of the cross. Because the truth is that if I'm not willing to take up my cross, if I'm not willing to take up my cross every day, if I'm not willing to be crucified with Christ, then I'm an enemy of the cross. That's hard for me to say. But if I live in this world and I'm not willing to take up my cross, I'm an enemy. You know, in Galatians 2:20, Paul tells us, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me." To be crucified with Christ means denying myself and giving up my own will, giving up my own desires, giving up my own lusts. It's giving up those things. And honestly, this is the hardest thing in the world we live in today. You know, I may be 100% ready and willing to agree that Christ died for me on the cross, and you might too. But do I acknowledge that I must die? That I must die to the desires of this world? Do I really imitate Christ? When we imitate godly leaders, we have a definite hope. You know, Paul is so confident in Christ and shares that with, you know, in verses 20 and 21, his confidence is apparent. And he shares that here. And it says, "But our citizenship is in heaven. We eagerly await a Savior. We eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." Think about that, right? I said, when we imitate godly leaders, we have a definite hope. It is the hope of the return of Christ. You see, Philippi was a colony of Rome. Philippi had Roman citizens. They were subjects to the Roman Empire. We are subjects of the kingdom of God, and we wait for the return of the Lord. It is this hope of redemption, right? You see, Jesus promised that he would change our bodies to be like his, that he would change us to be like him. It is that hope of redemption. In this hope, there is amazing power, sufficient, amazing, godly power. It's the power of God to change us, and that's expressed in verse 21. That power. You know, we would live an amazing life just by imitating Christ. And that's what Paul did, right? He just imitated Christ in everything that he did, in every day. He wanted to make sure that that's what people did. So how do you imitate Christ? How do you show your love for the cross instead of being an enemy of the cross? How do you humble yourself? How do you submit to God? You know, in 2 Corinthians 4:11, it says, "For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus so may be manifested in our mortal flesh." Take up your cross daily. It's no longer I who live, but the life of Christ who is born in me, the life of Christ who is manifested in me. And to those who love the cross, to those who have been crucified with Christ, there's hope. There's peace. More than anything, I want peace. And since coming to the Lord, that peace has helped sustain me. I still have times that I get angry, but I'm not that angry guy that I was. You know, a great example is we were at dinner last night and everything that could have went wrong with the meal went wrong, right? You know, it comes out, it takes way too long, and one of them comes out cold, and then you send it back, and then it's missing food, and then, you know, Linda was finished eating before I even got my dinner. And normally this would have sent me over the edge. Just in its entirety, I'd have been freaked out. But at the end of the day, it's just dinner. It isn't worth it. And that's because I have peace. I have peace with Christ. And I'm doing everything I can to imitate Christ every day. To be more like Christ tomorrow than I am today. You hear me say it a lot. My prayer for us is that we can see the appropriate things and people we should imitate. And by doing that, it will draw you closer to Christ. That you will have redemption. And when Christ returns, you'll be ready. Hey, it's Rick with the Nomad Pastor. I appreciate you listening. If you got questions, shoot me an email at hello@nomadpastor.org. You know, you can subscribe to any platform of choice. And if you like it, share with your friends. You know, hopefully, if I just touch one person, that's all that matters to me. You guys have a blessed week. Thanks.